quarter to ten. The police are investigating the sudden death of a man aged in his 20s in the East Belfast area on Sunday night. Two men have been arrested on suspicion of drugs offences in connection with the sudden death. At this stage, this death is not being linked with the 8 unexplained deaths in the Greater Belfast and North West area. On yesterday's show, I spoke to Detective Chief Superintendent Roy McComb about the rising concerns over drugs in Northern Ireland. He denied claims by some that the PSNI were turning a blind eye.
As the head of organised crime, I can tell you that there isn't any safe hiding place for people who take drugs in North Ireland. Nobody gets a buy ball, nobody gets a pass if they're dealing in drugs. And the idea that we are protecting people is not true. We would much rather be taking the drugs off the street than sometimes doing other pieces of police work. We want to keep our community safe, but we do need the help of the public to help us to do that.
Well, last night, the local community in East Belfast held an anti-drugs vigil. Lisa McAllister went along to find out over 100 people united in their opposition to drugs.
We know that you wanted an opportunity to stand as a community and stand with families who've suffered loss, and also to send a message out to those who would deal or profit from drugs in our community.
Folks, Mark has already said that there's been 9 young people have died around Northern Ireland. 6 of them have been in East Belfast. Now, in some of the cases, there's been as yet no connection to the issue of drugs or the misuse of drugs. But one of the families here tonight who have been bereaved is that of Andy McCann. Andy McCann was a young man, a popular man, with a partner and 3 young children. There's nothing to suggest that he was involved and taking drugs. However, the family have come along tonight to mark his memory, but also to stand with the rest of the community if you do take a stand against drugs. His mother's here, his partner's here, his oldest boy Callum's here, and they're supported by the rest of the family. I'm going to ask his partner Ashley and Callum to come forward and light 2 Chinese lanterns in his memory.
I don't agree with drugs anywhere of any sort. They just destroy families, they destroy homes, they just destroy everything. And as I say, the people that sell them are just as bad, they're scum.
Do you think it's important that the community sends that message to those drug dealers today?
I don't know if it'll do any good, because if they're making a lot of money out of it, probably not. But yes, they need to know that the community don't want them. You know, it's hard enough if you lose somebody from natural causes. But to say that it's been inflicted by people just to make money, they're killing people.
Basically, we came to give the family support and to help keep drugs off the street of East Belfast. When it happens at your own door, you know, you can try and help the families as best you can, and that's really why we came.
Was it important for you to stand in solidarity with the families?
Most definitely, yes. It was. Definitely.
Just a witness to see a little boy and a partner there tonight, and just what that loss is and the pain. And that's the image and the message that needs to go out. And that little boy has just lost a father, and that's replicated across so many families. That's the reality of it. So that's the message that needs to go back.
The fact that people are here tonight shows that, you know, there are people who do not want drugs. We don't want to see people going through that pain.
And to say to those within our community who are destroying it and making money at their own ends, they call themselves maybe loyalists and are only loyal to their own pocket, and to say enough's enough and to make that stand.
Well, obviously a community very, very concerned about what's happening in their area. Tracy Carnahan is with me this morning. Morning to you, Tracy.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Morning, morning. Mm. Now, you're the mum of Sean Paul.
Yep.
And I've seen a photograph, which I know that you want other people to see too. Of your son in intensive care.
Yeah.
And it's a shocking photograph. And given your consent, we're going to tweet that photograph right now. It'll be on our Twitter feed.
Okay.
At Stephen Nolan. And people can see that now.
Yeah.
What happened to Sean Paul?
He has been in your town. I'm not too sure where about, and bought legal high. And he was full of drugs. And he come home and tried to hang himself. And he's been in the tent. He's been in hospital intensive care for 4.5 months now. He basically has his brain damaged. He has to learn to walk, talk, swallow almost everything. And it's just been heartbreaking.
How old is he, Tracy?
He's 22.
And at what stage did you know he was taking these legal highs?
Well, I wasn't too sure about the legal high. I know he was taking drugs maybe for the last year beforehand, because he sort of he was always a good kid, but when he got the drink and stuff, then he sort of changed, became very aggressive and things like that. So I tried to talk to him about it, and he did try. He says to me a few times, "Mummy, I'm not taking anything." And I sort of says, "That's brilliant," and I'll give him a wee high five to try and well done and stuff. And he thought that was the drugs just took over. And then I...
So you had a good enough relationship with your son that you were able to talk to him?
Yeah, and I was trying the best with him.
And was he taking other drugs, or was it always these legal highs?
I think it was all types of drugs. So it is.
And do you know why? What was more? What?
No. I didn't even know about the legal highs. I didn't even know you could buy them. So I didn't.
And you were urging him to stop. And you were saying, come on, don't do this.
Yes. What
was he saying back, Tracy?
Well, he was, whenever he was not out partying, whenever he was, just not drinking or nothing, he would have went to know. And, you know what, he tried. He told me he was trying. But when this came to the drugs, they just took over. And then now we're just living with this now. This is going to be a lifetime with Sean Paul.
He took these legal highs.
Yep.
To explain to people what these are, these are drugs which...
They're legal. They're legal to buy. And it's just whenever the people try to stop them, they just put different ingredients into it and then change the name.
Yeah.
So they can go on selling them again.
And this is an issue that this programme has covered many times, in that you have some of these drugs which they're packaged up as bath salts. You will see on the packaging, not for human consumption. And yet the people who are selling them know fine rightly, in some cases, that they're being sold because people are going to take them as drugs. Indeed, some of these shops are actually selling them with the intent of trying to find people who want to take them as drugs, knowing the risks, knowing them it might kill people. And then sometimes they get angry with me and programmes like this and start, you know, yelling and screaming about the fact that we're putting too much pressure on them. Let them see a photograph of your son this morning. Let any of these people who are selling this stuff have a look on this Twitter feed this morning at your son, who's now been 4 months in intensive care. And I wonder how they sleep at night. I really do.
I've always thought that. I'm sure their parents themselves. And how would they feel if it was one of their children now then, fighting for his life?
He took a substance called China White.
China White, yeah.
Do you know what immediately happened to him afterwards?
Well, I know Sean Paul didn't mean to go this far. It was just the drugs. Because he was a happy-go-lucky kid, always smiling. Everybody in the road loved him, never in trouble, a hard wee worker.
And did he go straight home afterwards?
Well, he was in somebody's house. And I'd found out he was around there. This is like a party house, you know, full of drugs.
Yeah.
And I'd shouted at him. I'd sent him a message, and he'd come home and went up the stairs. And
what state was he in when he got home?
He was in a very bad state.
Can you describe it?
Well, he looked out of it, ranting and raving. But we just thought, you know, that's the way he would have been whenever he was out partying, you know.
Ranting and raving about what?
That I've ruined his life because I shouted at him in this house with all the people were sitting taking drugs. And I just sort of ignored him and he went up the stairs into the girls' room. And he pushed the bed in front of the...
Let's just not... And there's obviously a reason why I'm stopping you there. Let's not describe any methodology around how people try to take their own lives.
Yeah.
But how did you find out?
About the legal high?
No, how did you find out about what had happened? Did you find him?
Well, it was the wee girl. Went up. She wanted into her room. And he had pushed the bed in front of the door.
My goodness.
So the wee boy climbed into the wee window, the wee skylight window.
Yeah.
To get in. Thinking he was lying on the floor sleeping and he was hanging. So the whole kids have just been devastated from then.
And obviously your son was rushed to hospital.
Yeah, he was brought to hospital and he's in so many times I thought he was going to die. But he's still fighting, you know. The heartbreaking, the big, strong, strapping lad. He was 6'2". Probably weighed about 10.5, 11 stone. He was a big, tall, thin lad. He's now down to 6'9".
6'2" and he's 6'9"?
6'9". That was the last weigh-in last week. He put on 3 pounds and then he lost it again. Because he's thrashing about the bed. So the more, they can't get enough calories into him to get his weight even up at all. And it's just heartbreaking watching him laying there.
I know. And the reason you're speaking out about this is because you don't want it to happen.
It doesn't happen to anybody else, but I've had to go through. It's heartbreaking hearing of all them deaths.
When you look at your son, do you want to put words to how you feel?
Totally devastated. Totally missing. Because he doesn't deserve this. So he doesn't. And I just want my wee boy back. But I know it's not going to happen. Because they told me with the brain damage. They don't know the extent of it. That was time and tell. I was told probably the by somebody from the brain unit, be the minimum of 2 years. By the time he goes to rehabilitate, and then they'll see what they can do with him. So, I just don't know how we're coping every single day. And the kids, brothers and sisters, they can't cope with it as well. They find it very hard. So is his friends and the whole family.
And I guess it's... I guess that there must be a mixture of emotion in you in that you're really sad what has happened to your son.
Yeah.
And you must be really angry. At the people?
Very angry at the people that's closing it, yeah. Because obviously they know they're going to ruin kids' lives. Kids don't realise the danger they put themselves in. And they're able just to walk in and buy easy access, buy it no problem over the counter.
Yeah.
And if it can happen to anybody, if it's happened to Sean Paul, it can happen to anybody.
This was a kid who was full of life. And
the whole world loves him. Nobody had a bad word to say about him. Always smiling. His nickname is Smiler. And the whole world's completely devastated about him. He wasn't depressed or nothing like that. So he wasn't. And this is the outcome of him taking drugs.
I can tell you, because of the experience I have presenting this programme,
yeah,
that some of the shops who sell this stuff, they use a lot of energy and they try to use... In fact, they sometimes... I can't believe the amount of energy they use to come up with sophisticated ways of trying to con the authorities.
Yeah.
There's a whole industry around pretending that some of this stuff is bath salts. There's a whole industry around them pretending that what they're doing is legal. In other words, so that they can harm people.
Yep. It's so sad. And they get away with it.
And the distress that you're saying is within your community. The community needs to help the police, and the community needs to lawfully stand up to these people that are selling this. What do you say, finally? And listen, Trissy, thank you so, so much for coming on the programme this morning.
Okay.
And I know why you're doing it. You're doing it so it doesn't happen to someone else.
Yeah.
What do you say to any young man or young woman that has taken this stuff and doesn't think it's going to happen to them? Describe what it's done to your son and what it could do to them.
It's ruined Sean Paul's life. It's ruined my life and my family's life. And I urge nobody to go and take that stuff. because you want to put your parents or family through what we've all been through. Sean Paul's life is ruined forever because nobody can tell that he'll ever walk, talk or anything again. And that's the heartbreaking part of it.
Tracy, thank you.
No problem. Thank you very much. Thank you.
If you do need some help, there's a lifeline number. It's 0808 808 8000. 0808 808 8000.